Hi there, all you cool cats and kittens. It's me here, Greg. If you've not watched Tiger King, you'll never have a clue what I'm talking about. You think I've lost the plot. But bear with me. How are we all doing? I know it's been a wee while since we last spoke. Believe it or not, I've actually been busy. I've been doing a diploma through my work. So it's like a diploma, an extra diploma in digital marketing. Learning loads of new things about SEOs and the like. It's all very interesting, but I spent a lot of time on this kind of downtime copying and pasting stuff from the internet into this diploma sheet, so can't wait to graduate from that. Hope you guys have been alright. Like I say, it's been a wee while since we last spoke. Hope you're finding ways to keep yourself sane, to just struggle through what is what feels like day 727 of the lockdown. It's Easter weekend as well. As I think everybody's a bit pissed off. Should be in the pub now. I should actually be in Newcastle just now at my mate Bruni's stag do with the boys. So everybody that's moaning about the lockdown in Newcastle, it could have been a lot fucking worse for you guys. It really could have been. So, I think the first thing I'm going to speak to you about today is this Tiger King. It's absolutely mental, isn't it? It's just kind of taking over Netflix at the minute. And I'd be daft not to talk about it because it's just gold. So I started the documentary thinking, right, this is going to be about tigers. Tigers are the least mentioned thing in the whole series. It's absolutely nuts. All these characters, you kind of like, you think to yourself, they can't actually be real. Yet they are. And then what I found out later was, I mean, I'm not surprised, but the whole country albums that this Joe Exotic guy was making, he totally Milli Vanilli them. He never wrote them, he never sang them. He just, it's nuts. So I'm thinking, what kind of documentaries we could have. I was hitting Gala Queen, and it could be like just a fly in the wall documentary of like the Broxman Gala Day Committee just coming up. That could be gold. That could be absolute gold. Another one I thought of in the current climate is maybe Cash and Carry King, where like the boy at Bartley's is just following him about as he's struggling to cope with demand for toilet roll and hand sanitizer. I'd watch that. I did have another one which is called Dancing Queen, which is about this girl who was trying to find somewhere for a night out in a room that's not particularly well lit. And I'll leave it there. So while in the last wee while, let's say it's my fault not being communicating as well as I should have. But no, I've not had any more Twitter followers, which is, I would think we're wrong, it's a kick in the ego's balls. It's alright, this is going to be a belter in episode, so we will rise again, we'll rise some more. But we have had some correspondence. I remember last show, last episode, I had a bit of a thing for Phil Collins going on. It's not dissipated any, it's still there. I think, I don't know, I'm just kind of strangely obsessed by the man. But Jimmy got in touch with the podcast to say people said that he would never get over his obsession with Phil Collins, but take a look at me now. Very good. And when he counts, Phil Collins, when he counts, he only mentions even numbers because he's against all odds. Thanks, Jimmy. And Andrew has been in touch. How are we doing, Andrew? He was saying that Outbreak and 28 Days Later are currently trending in IMDb. What he wanted to know is, what are my favourite virus-themed movies? And what do I think of the pedestrianisation of Norwich City Centre? Well, Norwich City Centre, I'll be honest, I'm dead against it. I mean, people forget that traders need access to Dixons, although they do say it'll help people in wheelchairs. So it's always going to be a fiery debate, that one, but we'll see. But virus-related films, the first one that came to mind for me was probably Bohemian Rhapsody. Can I say that? I suppose in these troubled times, does Batman count as a virus-related film? Who knows? Of course, one of the bigger ones that was it was filmed in Glasgow, actually. It was World War Z. And there's a joke to be made about Glasgow being overrun with zombies, but we'll leave that one to your imagination. Virus-based films, that I really, really like Planet of the Apes. I don't think this is where this virus is heading, but you never know. What about you guys? What do you rate as a virus-based film? Contagion has been shown on ITV2 like every half hour during lockdown. I think it's a bit of a sick move by ITV2, but the sickest move they made was taking Jeremy Kyle off the air when people get to be off work for weeks on end. But let me know at the Twitter. It is, here we go again, it's our_apodcalypse. So our_apodcalypse. That's probably right. Get in touch. Let us know what your favourite virus-based movies are. Shout outs to the best ones on the next episode, which will be with you a lot quicker than this one was. Again, my apologies. I was going to say I've got a life outside this house, but that's actually not true at the moment. It's not true at all. Just speaking about the Planet of the Apes film, the ones that were released like in the last couple of years with Andy Serkis and what's his face doing the motion capture. There was, oh god, what's his name? It was a boy who tried to punk the 17-year-old on Instagram. James Franco, that's the boy. He was in the first of the Planet of the Apes new ones. They were real quite good films. But I don't know if you remember, like years ago, there was one Mark Wahlberg was in. And I think it was Tim Burton, I'll tell you why, because Helena Bonham Carter was in it. Now, I've got a massive, massive crush on Helena Bonham Carter. She's not your typical kind of Hollywood pinup, but I think there's something about her. She's just, I don't know, I've always had a crush on her. So she was in this film, the Planet of the Apes film, with Marky Mark and, oh gosh, yes, the dude for the Green Mile was in it. And Helena Bonham Carter got the whole CGI thing done. She the whole prosthetics and that. She looked like an ape. And this is where the weird part comes in. Went to see it in the cinema. Wasn't the greatest film I've ever seen. Wasn't the worst, but it was alright. Tim Roth wasn't actually. In fact, the premiere was in Edinburgh during the festival. And I was at college at the time. And I was doing an NC in media studies. And we went out, and the film festival was on, and we were in a place across the Potter Row. Is it the Iguana Lounge? Bar Iguana. And downstairs at night turned into a place called Medina. And it was all very, very kind of chill music, and there was like massive big round couches that kind of doubled up as beds. It was kind of like one of these Ibiza chill out bars, but it was just full of pretentious student wankers like myself. And anyway, Tim Roth came in, he'd been at the premiere of Planet of the Apes, and he was absolutely shit-faced. And he fell down the stairs, and then got chucked out, and he got in a fight with a bouncer, so there you go, there's a story about that. But anyway, Helena Bonham Carter in Planet of the Apes went to see the film, like I say, enjoyed it. But the thing is, even dressed like an ape, still found it attractive. And that says a lot about your 21-year-old Mr. Greg Clark here. No, it's me, it looks like the ape, and I don't even have to dress up for it. Another thing that's been, this is like an episode of what grinds my gears, I'm just getting bored for the next 20 minutes. But another thing I've seen is on the, like, those social, especially Facebook, people have been putting up these quizzes, and it's like, let's get to know each other a bit better, and it's blah blah blah, where I was born, what was my first pet's name, favourite colour, favourite place to go on holiday, things like that. And people are filling these in, and it's just, do you not realise that this is just people trying to get your, I've turned into a bit of a tinfoil hat when I've been locked in Anyway, another day in paradise here for Phil Collins again. But it's just people trying to get your private info. So, if you go into someone when they ask you for a password, they'll say, what your password hint? What's the name of your first pet? Blah, blah, blah. So, just while I'm on the subject, just watch it for that. Because I will try and empty your bank account. I will furlough you, even furlough. So, anyway, to get back to what we're saying was, there's been people that have been putting things up like, what's your favourite starting 11 for your team, or is that, but Mark Brown, good friend of mine, good friend of the podcast, he put a cracker up on Facebook last night, and it was, somebody quote word for word here, seen a lot of daft Facebook nominations about football this week. What I want to know is, if you're pissing in a pub, you stick a quid in the dookie, what's your four songs? Great one. It's a great one. A lot of people that I know wouldn't be able to answer because they wouldn't put a pound in the jukebox, but that's a story for another day. So, what I was thinking was, why don't all you guys tweet us your two songs that you'd put on the jukebox? What we can do is make a quarantine playlist and share it on the Spotify, on the a Pod Club Spotify page and a Twitter page, and then it's a wee something to get you through. You can stick that on, open up a tinny, pretend you're in the pub. And I'm sure if you want, Bruni will go on FaceTime and stand on a high table, chair or bar with these pants then to make you feel like you're actually in the pub. So I've been off this week, like working from home has not been happening, the college is closed for Easter. So it's quite funny, you can just imagine that, eh? On Sunday, big Jesus coming out the cave after being crucified on the Friday. And they're like, nah, sorry mate, you've got to stay in. Sorry pal. But anyway, we are off for Easter, so I took the time, right, it's the kind of time, if you're never going to gut your house now, when are you going to do it, eh? I've got so much shit, I've got so much crap, Channel 5 can make a documentary about me, it's not even funny. Some of the stuff I've been finding is just, oh, it's horrendous, if only I could hire a skip or something like this thing, because I could easily fill one. It's not been as bad as I thought, though. I've been finding ways to keep myself busy. I've not made any ridiculous purchases like I was talking about. Well, actually, I can't because my MOT was due this next week, actually. It was due on Tuesday there. I don't know, there was a government thing that you're saying that you could get to October, but bugger it, I went and got it done. They're anxious to have it done. And to be fair, the garage, they came and picked the car up and brought it back. So social distancing was observed. It was a really good service. LVS Services in Pumpherston, highly recommend them. But the MOT itself ended up skinning me like 350 quid. I thought I'd been doing really well emotionally during this lockdown, but I'm not going to lie, yeah, I did cry a wee bit on Tuesday when I heard the price. But that's it done. That's done for another year, so. And it's probably done my favour in a long time because I never bought a tattoo gun or a crossbow or a samurai sword or a defibrillator. So, I suppose eBay, you have to wait another couple of weeks. One thing that has really affected my me during the lockdown has been my sleeping pattern is absolutely goosed. It's absolutely goosed. There's some nights I'll be sleeping at 10 and I'll sleep right through till 6 in the morning. Then there's other nights I'm like wide awake at 4 o'clock in the morning wondering if crabs think that we walk sideways. It's just some of the stuff that goes through your head. Just other random things like, can atheists get insurance for acts of God? If a criminal was to turn himself in, would he get the reward money? And where's the line that when you become famous, you have to be murdered, you've been assassinated? Just things like that, sick of the things that are going through my mind in the middle of the night when I try to get to sleep. It's really weird. I think what I got really thrown with the clocks going forward was it last week? I don't even care if it was last week, it could be 3 weeks ago. That kind of threw me a bit. And then just having the week off work as well. So I'm actually, I am supposed to be off next week because, like I said, I was meant to be away this weekend. So I'm in a position where I can take the holiday or kind of trade it in and use it at a later date. But we don't know when we're going to be going back to work. And then our annual year finishes at the end of August. So it could be a case that I'm like running out of time with all holidays to take, so I might just take it. I've not made my mind up quite yet, but the way I'm feeling, I'm leaning towards just taking it off and like totally turning into a man that walks about wearing a house. I've not even got a house, got online. I'm just going to turn into a slob. Like, I put jeans on today, and that's the first time I've put proper trousers on for God knows how long. A bit tighter, I have to admit, they were a bit tighter. But I did order 10 boxes of the Slimworld chocolate bars, so they're a start, and I've been batch cooking and stuff, so hopefully I won't have to get like the roof taken off those to leave by the time we finally get here. I'm trying to find, like, I'm really missing swimming, trying to find some exercise to do, and it's amazing what comes in when you type in into YouTube workouts for the morbidly obese. Some of the things they're expecting you to do is, no, I'm not quite morbidly obese shit, but so you might start, like, it's like when you go on FIFA and you put it on easy. You're not going to go into the hard level right away, are you? So my PlayStation, my money's worth is, well, is coming into that as well. I have been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 quite a bit, on with Batman Arkham Knight. Throwing me a couple of wrestling games, obviously. WrestleMania was last week as well, so that kind of kept me up to speed on things, like staying up till 4 in the morning, eating all sorts of fried foods. So that's been good. So hopefully it's not too much longer we have to stay in here. The good news is for Rangers fans, by the time we come out of here, Jordan Rossiter is only going to be 7 to 10 days away from full fitness. So that's a wee joke for all the Bears out there. So aye, this was really an episode just to kind of touch base with you guys again. I know, let's say left you's hanging for a couple of weeks here, but just I was actually getting stuff done in the house and lost track of time really. Let's say I don't know what day it is now. It could be Christmas Day for all I know. But me and Kevin, my brother, still trying to work on and get this film review. Podcast up as well. We did a dummy run at it and it was really, really good. Unfortunately, because we're doing it through Skype, I couldn't record it properly, so it's just basically half an hour of me talking to myself. But it's coming together quite nicely, so we just need to find a way to learn how to kind of record Skype. So both of us are picked up. If anybody's got any tips for that, please feel free to hit me up. He's much more entertaining than me. Yeah, and I think you'll like what he's got to say about these films. Some of them you will have heard, and some I can guarantee you will not have heard. Me and him are going to have a conversation about Tiger King as well. He texts me one night, and Kevin doesn't really swear that much, and he texts me and says, "Have you fucking seen this?" And I was like, yep, I have. And then I managed to get ahead of him watching it, and I spoiled a wee bit for him as well. Didn't mean it. And it was just, it's so funny, the reaction. I think he's trying to get my mum to watch it. But I hooked old Cathy up with Disney Plus, and that's been her. She's been loving that. What I was going to say before I go is, if you're looking for things to do while we're in this state of lockdown, and it doesn't involve putting pins into a Boris Johnson shaped doll or whatever. See that Dominic Raab, by the way, does he not look like a man that can just kick off at any time? It reminds me a bit of like a cross between the teacher and the in-betweeners and just an absolute nut job. Kind of boy that comes into the pub and bites through the glass. I do miss the pub very much. But anyway, me and Gail on a Friday night have been doing this quiz. It's on a Facebook page called Confessions of a Middle Raged Dad. So that's RAGED. And basically what he does is every Friday, he opens his virtual pub, which is called the Cock and Balls. So basically what he does is, I'm just trying to find his page here. So it's basically a place for people to go and talk. There's music and laughter, hopefully laughter. And basically what he's done now is every stream £2, there's a virtual jukebox, you can pick your song, and the charity selected it as a women's refuge charity, which is really good. But at 9 o'clock he has a pub quiz with 6 rounds, and they're really good fun. And it really, really kind of breaks up the night. He encourages people to have a drink, take part in the quiz, and it's good. Last night, happy to say, myself and Gil got 49 out of 60. It was very good, isn't it? As one, she puts these answers out that are just ridiculous that nobody should get, and I'm like, how the hell did you know that? It's definitely worth a shout. So if anybody wants to like the guy's page, it is Confessions of a Middle-Aged Dad. So aye, give it a try. And again, if you've got any suggestions of what people can do during the boredom years, I mean the banter years, this is the boredom years, just let us know. Always good to hear from you guys. I was really, really chuffed that some people got in touch last time, and then it took me like 2 weeks to get back because I'm just a horrible person. But if you want to get in touch, you know what to do. It's our_apodcalypse, our_apodcalypse. I'm getting good at that now, eh? By the time lockdown's finished, I'll be able to spell. So, whatever you're going to be doing this Easter weekend, guys, try and have a good one. It's a bit different from what we normally do. It's been weird the last couple of Easters. A couple of years ago, I was arriving back from France on Easter Sunday. Craigie and Chrissy came and picked me up for the airport, and I'd been there for 2 weeks of college, and the flight back had 6 bottles of Prosecco, I think. Well, it was an offer, what are you going to do? And then went to the halfway, and there was a singer on, and that was a messy day. Last year, I don't even know what I'd done last Easter Sunday, to be honest with you. I think it was the pub as well. Really missing the pub. I mentioned that I missed the pub. But Salim's across the road from me have got a Strongbow Rosie in. So I might go and sample that. See what if that's getting me the taste of the summer. All these folk in their dragon soups and their dragon flavoured mad dog. Don't even know what dragon tastes like. Does it taste like bat? But anyway, whatever you're going to do this Easter Sunday, this week's their weekend. Just chill, just enjoy it if you can. If you're still working, you're a hero. Love you loads and appreciate it. I will be back hopefully next week, God willing, and I will catch up with you then. So until then, guys, look after each other, stay safe, don't be dicks, and I will see you soon. Cheers, bye.